following in there. Shar Shlishi, Das Torah, Perek Yud, Page Resh Kaltes. So this idea of lave, because it's an eye of lave, the ruts of Pnimit, the Miskarab of Baruch Hu, is not there. So that's like the term, it's up on the hoots in that sense. Okay. So you learn Torah with Ava, the result is that learning Torah helps you understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu better and being Medavid with Baruch Hu. Where do you see that in the Pasuk? That's the result. Okay. The Sifri is making the drasha. You love Kadosh Baruch Hu with your lathe. Mel, you'll be makar and be medabik. Like, where do you see that in the Hemshah and the Pasuk? Okay. Ula makarish is kinel of the pirish or yad rama, and now he's parma the worm kmin chomer. So lathe.
Oh, the Jew did. The judge stopped there.
Lakiro v'stabik v'drochav. The whole idea of lathe is the chibur. You shouldn't be seeing yourself as distinct. Okay. After all of those milas that he zoichet to through learning limud haTorah, after he calls Zoyis and the Kura Merkras, but other Metamachachim he alayt. The oil loy lamisha terasa min asafu v'lechutz. Who Amar Shehel Merkazal, Kodach Alom Hashem Tocha Kebaro, and Metamachachim. Baro, Zeo terasa, Tocha Yizai Yerasa, Bechina Zalei. Awesome Teich, yep. So the Pasha Teich of the more says Tocha Kebaro, you know, means he presents as a nice, firm guy, and inside, he's not. Right? That's the Pasha Teich. He's saying, you look at the Tamakoch, what do you see? You see Torah, and you see a person who learns Torah. So the Torah has to be Kibara. So what Torah that it's adding that's not? So what part of it's not like Talmud Torah? Like, because the Talmud Torah is a vehicle of lave, that's Torah, right? Okay, when you scroll over me, I'll buy yours, the Ifshita shall do it. So Rabbi says, Rabusa, me boy. Like I remember from the Gemara, he has Tamudai, Kakashbar, I'll leave a boy. Okay. That's a chazi. The dormy flowing the brewery. She calls about Admar, Maranin, and Maran, Rabbi Ruchim, Zichel, the Brachel, the Chayil, the Mabah, the Mamer, Hayachidi, Shapirs, and Bechayim. It's not cut to the thing he's like Kusa. Everything which you have for Rabbi Ruchim was polished by his family, by his Talmidim. So this is the Mamer Hayachidi that he himself published. That's a statement, right? Tzuris Yeshiva say no bechol amahi. So what's the Tzuris HaYeshiva? Lalan boom gashal locha valimu be'in rab. Karatam yoredim mikam and yonim nechbarim shurisam shmatam al davrezeb. Kaboysim lakam ha'or ha'acha shedibarnu b'yishiv ha'kadoshu b'yamim eila yimei ha'achonam. yeshiva was tremendous hasmada and learning. Okay. But I want to add a kanech. Consider the real apostle, void the mail, alabacha, tell the shunner. Maya abu, void the mail. The Turkah got the marker, but could have broken his dabbing and drop it. The Sifri, very long a kiddish week in God, Shatagas and Sinus, the Turkah, Kadesh, who lack for hackers, and got his border for. Kashamuva, Bashar Chuba, the Red Yarn, Alan Sham. The Zella Shunner, he lay a burry, his birth, Nova, Bapi, Nishmaskai, Kochmaslay, but Tobas, Sechel, like Kiroy, Lier, Milafon. Slush of the Ben Yarnum in Sharal. The purpose of the Neshama is, with all of its understanding and its wisdom, is to come to be Makar Kodesh Baruch Hu. He said Brachinashi four, five times. What's he referring to? So Chazal said there are five parallels between the Neshama and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. My Kodesh Baruch Hu is Rav Ben Anira, and the Neshama is Rav Ben Anira. Zeldav could call it a Shema to Haloka. So Yavin, Mish Yeshvach Chemish Dorm Halolu, and it should be Mishabeah to the one who has Chemish Dorm Halolu. So the Shema should come and Mishabeah to the one. Okay. Karim Misha Sichloi Tzach Mitzuchzach Belishum Masach Amavdo Rakhu Yogal Hakers Gan Shperchu LaHalo LaShapre. Okay, so only the Shomer can really be Mahal Kodesh Baruch. How do you get there? It has to be the Sichloi is Tzach Mitzuchzach. It's polished. It's clear. Whatever pasha shirak hanashama beiyuna ubezakusa ukdushasa, and he told the hackers the Kodesh Baruch Hu b'ayin shiuchal nikar b'shem hakara beiyun zach eich yakar the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what havana, the awareness do you have of Kodesh Baruch Hu? The neshama isn't the neshama was the vehicle which was created like kira the hakira. The goof doesn't have the koyach of hakara. The neshama has the koyach of hakara. The problem is that the goof was created to be the impediment. The more I can enforce, strengthen, and allow the neshama to shine forth, the more I can be makim kodesh baruch. So if you don't train yourself to see deep, you're not going to see Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tamir in the Tamir, and he's hidden in the hidden. If you see the end of the Begetter Zach, you get a dak min a dak, Eichu b'ma, Yakaroy say, Reisha Tachlis, Kabbalah Tatar, Hirak Lassik, B'yuna, B'lodam B'ulgash Allah, Yidu Alachem, Merenu, Tamid, V'medlish, V'yikra, Kar V'lashan Adayin, B'chus Oymed, Kar L'shan B'lashim, Shtrid Chomim, Hu Tami Atar, Darmal Mishanel, V'menu Sisrei Tar, Adarmar Ruch. I'm a Kozois, Kainzois, Yitzur, Yeshiva, Seva, Kadoshim, Archive, Ian, Lachan, Sechel, Tomid, Kamishinatam of Anacha, Shiva, the return of Kalam, Mefiko, Miyukal, he's burning, God of Mal Hadwarm, Shiu, all the mask of Behold Rachel, Lodniki, Sky, Poshet, Kazois, he's Kanus, Koladam, Achmanli, Sok, Tidua, Adam Toy, Medar, Haskel, Makai, we're finding Luach, Kasa Shalom, we call the Warm, Yerin, Kasa Shalom. So a person is Tommy Derek Haskell. He's not following the path of Seichel. The Talmud from Yenuch say he's going to be in Gehenna. That's some more drush on that. Also. Volvo writes He wrote a kuntres, Adam Bikor, about Rabbi Yerucham. I think that's where he writes it. So he says, it's not a biography. It's not a haracha, because he's not right to write a haracha or a biography about Rabbi Yerucham. But it was someone less, he was trying to get over the impact that Rabbi Yerucham had from the stature of the person, as much as he could describe him, even than he had on the Talmud. And he says that many of the Lamdonim in the Mir said that they shtayk tremendously from Yerucham Shmuzi. Yerucham is like tifka in understanding what life and what the Torah is about, and the message was such a powerful lesson, it trained them to think with a tifkeit and learning as well. I told you my might have the Shiva Pesach about Revolta. One time, one of my Chavarim Yeshiva, Eliyahu Yellen, was holding an Alishur. The Shiva Pesach walked by and asked him, you know, what safer is that? So he said, it's from Rishlam Avolba. So the Pesach knew Rishlam Avolba from the Mir. The Pesach of Shiva Pesach. A lot of Shivas, his goddess was, he didn't get involved in anything other than he was tremendous B'keach. People came to race of different things, but he kept his, he didn't run anything, he didn't get involved in anything. His mahalach was learn and teach Torah. He says, it's a sefer of Lomdus? Not Musar. Some of all were Musar. A Lomdus is given. Musar. Mashiach is Musar. That's what Rav Pesach said. So remember, you know, I wasn't there when it happened, but he came and told me afterwards. He said, like, you have to hear this. Like, you've got to hear this one. You know? You know, what's Revolver doing? He's giving us a vehicle. So you see, in the Sefer, his deep understanding of how human being functions. Where did he get that from? He read therapy books. He got that because his mind was trained to see the different stardom and we aim it to the teeth guide and the nakuda, which is there. So the Torah is the vehicle which allows you to uncover that the message. There's the message of the Torah and there's the message of understanding of Adam. All of that is a training in the world of Torah. So Bresham did that same hakara that you see a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So yeah, I can also, you know what, it doesn't make sense, the world was created by itself, I see a Kodesh Baruch Hu on every single leaf, etc. Great. A Kodesh Baruch Hu is just the God of creation, he's the God of history, he's the God of he has Selam Elokim, which means the Rosh Hashanah has Darchei Hanhaga. From Adam I can learn Darchei Hanhaga, a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Zohar has layers upon layers and layers of Kodesh Baruch Hu, different meters and different things. It's all part of the karma Kodesh Baruch Hu. Where did I get it from? There's a lot of Madrega's understanding of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the more you understand a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more you're mechubra to him. There's a lot of, from the God of creation, the looking at a leaf and saying, wow, I see God, to saying that I see a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence in every moment of my life and everything which is happening through the history, through how I see the human beings function, what motivates them, what pulls them, from the lessons that the Torah is giving us. All of that is a vehicle to have a Kara in a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the vehicle to be Medavik in a Kodesh Baruch Hu and Dabek Bidracha. A crude marshal. Right? Avraham Avinu came, was misbarred in the Bria, and misbarred, so he says, you know, that Clearly, because Baruch created the world, it has a great a master. We know about he wasn't Masada's idea of this great creator behind everything. There wasn't the Kiddush of Avraham Avinu. So was his Kiddush. His Kiddush was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares. And he wants us to speak to him. Whereas until then, the Ummahs believe that there's this exalted God, which is not interested in the world. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu truly cares to the point that he's an intimate God. And that's what I should do as well, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted for me to do, to be like him. That's a tremendous havanah. That's way beyond looking at a leaf. So he was the first one who was Oymed, because I'll say, you know, through a tremendous amount of his bitterness. So Christ was given the Torah to tell you that. It's not automatic that we would assume that a Kadosh Baruch Hu was interested. I mean, the gap between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu is so vast, it's not logical necessarily. It's because the Rosh Hashanah was Megala himself that we see that's what he wants. There's a Gili in the Bria, there's a Gili in the Torah. And he has different huggers of how he wants that. And I should, if I want to be able to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is a connection, I can't have a physical connection. The only connection I can have is when I become like him, Samela, I feel his presence. I feel connected to him. So I have to be Daimeloy. So your mantra means Dabba Vidrocha. To the point where that's a tremendous halor. Most people, you know, yeah, I know. So why do we not have this like overwhelming urge to go and do chesed? But not give it to anybody, just with seichel, because the Russian gives chesed, but with limits. Yeah, people that you know, their hanor in life is going standing by the homeless kitchens and giving out soup. Yeah, and these same people, we have to stop them from giving money to the addict that he shouldn't feed his head. They don't know limits. They know chesed without limits. You know, people that have midos of din, but they don't chesed. But it should be pushed. There's a point of a madrega of chibur to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You feel Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence when you're doing it. But part of it is it's not just unbridled chesed. Avraham Avinu says to Stoyim, I don't want anything from you. It wasn't just, you know, loving relationships and just having, you know, parties all the time. It was, there's a limit. At the world of Stoyim, hold down for them. Right? Even to the point that the people who are the antithesis of what he stood for should survive. But he kept the distance. Tremendous. The Amr and the Moav of the world are kept distant. Right? There's a distance in him and Lot. Right? Avraham says that we need to create a distance. Right? He's able to send away Yishmael. Like it's a deep kind of a havana of what chesed is. That you cannot get. You're not going to get from looking at your leaf. So, saying that's part of what Torah offers you, is that deep kind of understanding.